Against the Odds, part of the Extra Points Podcast Network.
Cousin Sal coming to you, spaghetti and meatballs behind the glass, running the works, and also my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bride, Darren, the Parlay Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
I love today because Harry was bragging. You could get all these guys' picks, extrapoints.com. You get all their free picks. And Harry, after going about 30% this summer, is like, oh, look out. The H-Duke or H-Dog, whatever he calls himself, has won 3 out of 4. And guess what it is now? 3 out of 5. Harry, what'd you bet? Some stupid soccer game?
I know you
want to complain.
Manchester United against West Ham, over 2.5. These two teams did meet on the 19th, and it was 2-1 final. But more than anything, the underdog was West Ham. They get a goal right off the bat, 9 minutes in, so it's already 1-0. Manchester United had 27 shots.
Is that a lot?
I think that's a lot in soccer, last time I checked, considering usually it's, you know, some teams don't get three. 27 shots, no goals, and they were the favorite. Amazing.
Wow.
Only me.
I'm just surprised that Harry's betting against Ham. It just doesn't make sense on paper. But all right. You lost, Harry. That's 3 out of 5. You're back down to earth. Hey, extrapoints.com. Yes, as I mentioned, that's where these guys give free picks every day. Extrapoints.com/arcade. Whole different story. Live, free-to-play games, prop quiz, NFL pick'em. Our first college pick'em, which features all games involving a top 25 team. That's 20 games this week. And yes, check that out. You get free prizes if you win. We're not asking you to pay for anything. It's not like your normal arcade where you wait in line and you have to come up with quarters and you have to go next door to get them. But no, this is all free to play, free prizes if you win. Play against us, the Degenerate Trifecta, play against Damashek, Hench, Martin Weiss, TJ Houshmandzadeh, all of us. We're in it to win it. Hey, we did okay on our Monday Night Football picks. Our props went 2-2. We almost all had Green Bay to cover, which got Harry at the end. I had Green Bay point total over 30.5. None of us hit on the first touchdown. I have to say, I thought McAfee did a nice job. It's just like in that alternate broadcast, it was fun. You could tell he definitely had the Packers, and that Jared Goff drive towards the end was important. I don't know. I might be all manninged out, parlay kid, but I do appreciate like that part of it. Like have someone who has money in the game in the booth. That's what it's missing.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've heard other broadcasters occasionally allude late in the game when the game is really out of hand about the spreads and stuff like that. It's always kind of like hidden in there. But, yeah, that is enjoyable. Absolutely. You like to hear that because, right, that what else is keeping people watching at that time except people who have money on the game? Right,
exactly. So, anyone who has fantasy implications or money, I mean, when they're down 18, who cares if they score unless you have the Lions. I had Goff over 257.5. He had 246. He went all the way down the field. I'm like, this 2-minute warning is going to ruin his momentum. And sure enough, it did. And so that was that. But we did all right overall. We'll give out props every Monday. Now, the Thursday game tonight. This is a stinker. There's no way around it. Carolina, -7.5. It was 8 this morning. Now it's 7.5. 43 is the over-under. These games are not going to be good for a couple weeks. Now, Jaguars, Bengals next week, and then Fox picks up the coverage. I think it's Rams and Seahawks. So that'll be fun. But let us pick a side or a total. Carolina, -7.5, 43. This segment brought to you by Bettor's Edge. My Bettor's Edge goes to the under. Can I give the edge to the defense? I'm going to have to here. Playing with fire all 6 games right here because all 6 went over in the night games. It's Darnold, though, against Davis Mills. I like my chances here at the under 43. Panthers with 10 sacks already. Hassan Reddick, Brian Burns have 2. Shaq Thompson has 1. They own time of possession, I think like 44 to 35, something like that, something crazy. 9 minutes in time of possession. They're going to grind it out. McCaffrey will get his passes 6-7 yards at a clip. He'll run the ball. I think it's a safer bet as long as Mills doesn't turn the ball over. His picks don't become pick sixes. I think it's an ugly, ugly ending, maybe like 23-13 or something. I would take the points, but I think the under is the better edge right here. Harry, what's your better edge?
I'm going with Houston. I'm taking the Texans. They have nothing to lose. Starting rookie quarterback Davis Mills filled in last week admirably for Houston against Texas. Against Cleveland. Darnold, national television on the road, a big stage. I don't know here. Houston hasn't been terrible after 2 weeks, where everyone thought they were going to be possibly the worst team in the league. And the home team is 2-0 on Thursday nights.
There's no way you're picking Carolina at all this year, right? Like, there's 17 games, there's 15 left. You hate Sam Darnold, so you're going to have to, even against Houston, you have to take them, right?
Sure. Why not? Nothing to lose.
Why not?
Nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. You could just keep being wrong. All right, Parlay Kid, what do you like here? Where's your better edge?
Panthers D dominates the young Texans QB, and Darnold stays hot as the Panthers roll in game three, Sal.
All right. Brother Bry, your better edge goes to?
Yeah, my better edge goes to the Panthers, -7.5. This is a revenge tour for Sammy D this season against Harry. The Panthers have gone 7-0 against the spread in their last seven road games. I just don't think Davis Mills gets this done here. Panthers -7.5.
Harry, you would play quarterback for the Texans if it meant beating Sam Darnold at this point, right?
I still have a rocket for an arm. Lefty.
You do?
Rocket.
Johnny Rockets. That's a burger chain out there. Anyway. All right. Hey, The Edge is brought to you by Better Edge, bringing the edge back to the bettors with no fee sports betting at betteredge.com. You, not the book, set the price of betting lines so you can make bank with no VIG or sportsbook fees. Better Edge is available in 45 states for real money sports betting positions, including Carolina and Texas for this week's Thursday night matchup. This week, Better Edge is launching a free pick'em contest with Against All Odds. The winner will receive a free copy of Madden 22. Enter for week three at bettoredge.com/AAO. Create an account and use code AAO for $10 on your first order. Play the game without getting played at betteredge.com. Yeah, so Davis Mills is in there. I love Ty Taylor. I really want him to play the whole season. I want him to win Comeback Player of the Year. Crazy what happened to him. A doctor went rogue, right? But this is like The Fugitive, where a doctor commits a crime and everyone chases him for years. And it's not like that. But anyway, Ty Taylor is out. Davis Mills was what? 8 for 18, 102, one touchdown, one interception against the Browns. Brother Bry, so you like the Panthers handily. I know Harry has to go against Sam Darnold, but it really looks like this is a nice teaser game, right?
Yeah, well, I think everybody's going to be teasing this game, right? Everybody, I mean, it's hard, you know, I could see people hesitant laying the 7.5 here, but Carolina's defense has been suffocating. I mean, they've only allowed 380 total yards and 21 points in two games. It's pretty unheard of. And they have 10 sacks as well. So they're getting sacks. I think 8 different guys have a sack. So I do really think Mills is going to struggle. I would probably also maybe even look first half Panthers as well as they played out of the gate the last two games.
I'll tell you what I did in all my leagues. I guess I could say this now because it's I really shouldn't say it. Harry, don't screw me here, but I picked up the Panthers defense in almost every league. I mean, is there a better defense right now? I would hold on to them too. I don't know. I had the Washington football defense. I think the Panthers are better. We gave the reasons before. I like that. I like what Sam Darnold's doing. I really do. If you guys were to pick the worst team, we did this on Extra Points this morning. Who ends up with the worst record? Parlay Kid, jump in.
Worst record?
I know we've done this leading up. We did it like a month ago, but now.
Yeah,
you know,
Wow. It's
weird because I was saying there's probably three teams that could have one win in the middle of
December.
You know what
I'm thinking?
Right?
You know what I'm thinking, Sal?
I have no idea.
And Eddie Spaghetti would like to hear this. I'm thinking the Jaguars. Might be the worst team.
Well, Spaghetti, do you like that?
No, he has him in our contest.
I think, for
the worst record
in
the NFL.
Is that right, Spaghetti?
Yeah.
I do, yeah, because I didn't buy into the Texans being the absolute worst team. So I appreciate you remembering that, PK.
So that's good.
I did remember. You know what? Look, this is some competition we're going to have this year for the worst team. But
right.
I don't know. The Jags have seemed like they've started where they left off for last year. At least we've seen some fight in the Texans a little bit so far. The Jets are going to win some games. Wilson's going to get better as the year goes on. They're going to win some games.
They might be the worst.
The Jets? I mean, really, you have a nice little sampling here to choose from here. Lions are the favorite to have the worst record, +350. Yeah. Jets 4-1. Jags +450. Texans +550. and the Falcons and Giants 10-1. Maybe I should just put it on the Falcons so I can get a little money back for you know, that would be my just desserts for predicting they get 12 wins. Disgusting.
Man, they're bad. They are bad.
The Jets over under was six. Wow. Jets over under was six.
Well, here's the thing. The Texans, they're not going to be favored the rest of the year, right? Like the game they would have been favored would be against the Jaguars at home. And that was a coin flip. So I had the Jaguars also spaghetti. I put real money on it at 13-1. And now it's down to plus 450. Bri, do you like the line? I just think Goff is too good a quarterback.
Yeah, it's funny.
To run the table with losses.
Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking that because I gave out the lines, I think, at 4-1 for the worst record before the season. But yeah, watching them play, you know, they're not, even though that game got out of hand the other day, Goff isn't like, I don't know. He hasn't been, you know, he's looked okay. He's made some good throws. I do think their O-line at times, especially in that first half against the Packers, was good. And you know, in that division, they could probably steal a game here or there. Yeah, I guess that's the thing with the Jets is like when you look at the Jets, that division, they might go 0-6 in that one. Jaguars could steal a game though in the AFC South, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're another team that they'll be favored at home against the Texans, but not favored the rest of you. I'm not saying, you know, favorites win all the time. I get it, but. It's going to be interesting. I think it comes down to the stretch with those four teams. I'll stick with the Jaguars and spaghetti, and we have them at 13-1. But anyway, let's get back to this game. Let's pick a player prop. We've been good with these. We don't really lose with these overall. Cooks, under 5.5 receptions. I just think it's too many. I know, Harry, you're going to hit me the other way. You're going over in receiving yards. I'm going under in receptions, minus 122. I think Mills has to spread, you know, if anything, he'll hit the tight end a little more than going wide and going deep. I don't expect him to throw deep, and Cooks is a burner. I'm going under 5.5 receptions. Maybe he goes over in yards, but only with like 3 receptions. You're saying over 68.5.
Yeah, at minus 114, over 68.5. He leads the team in receptions by 8 over the next closest. He's got 210 receiving yards after 2 games. Next closest is tight end Farrow. Brown with 67. He's got 21 targets in 2 weeks and 9 career home games as a Texan. He's averaging 101 yards a game. So I'm going to go over 68.5 here. Mills needs to get it to somebody.
Yeah, but he's averaging a better quarterback than Davis Mills. He's averaging Deshaun Watson. That's what. And Watson, again, not playing. Someone, did you look, Meatballs, I asked you to look this up, why Watson might not be playing inactive again. It's puzzling to me. Why this might be happening. Bri, what do you think the Texans over-under is, according to FanDuel right now, for regular season wins?
The Texans? I'm not looking. 3.
4.5.
Oh, too high. Too high.
And that's what it was going in, right?
Yeah, basically. No. Was it three and a half?
Was it lower than that? I thought it was 4.5. I guess we could look, but it shouldn't be higher. I get that they're trending towards 9, but for God's sakes, they might say screw it after 6 games, right? Couldn't they be 1-5 and be like, all right, Davis Mills is our guy.
Right. Well,
this is a lost season.
That's
anyway.
The thing. I mean, if Taylor does play, you know, if he plays 12-15 games, Taylor, like then I'd be a little bit worried with that bet though.
Right. Jacksonville also 4.5. And the Lions 3.5. I guess that's why they're favored. Favored to be the worst. Anyway, all right. Sokoli boys, you like McCaffrey over both in receiving yards and receptions. Bri, hit us with the receiving yards and the explanation.
Yeah, I'm going McCaffrey over. It's 51.5 now. It was 50.5. Then it went to 48.5 just like a few minutes ago. I'm shocked at any of these totals. All of them are low. All of them are way too low. And they did this last week too. It was low. You know, he has 65 and 89 yards receiving in the first 2 games this year. He's gone over this number 10 of his last 12 games. And in those 12 games, he's averaging 76 yards receiving. He's averaging 76 yards receiving in his last 12 games. But this is still 51.5. It just doesn't seem right. I like this in a you know, big night game for him. Darnold's going to get him the ball as much as possible. So, yeah, over 51.5.
McCaffrey, 40-1 odds to have the most receptions in 2021, 2022. That's a fun one. Yep. I know he's got some heavy hitters to go against, the Devontae Adams and the Tyreek Hills, who seem to pull in 7 or 8 a game. But 40-1, if he plays every week, that could be interesting. All right, Parlay Kid, you like the reception number.
Yeah, over 5.5 receptions at plus 102. I kind of like what brother Bri is saying, it seems too good. He's got 14 catches in two games here. A couple years ago when he played the full season, he had 116 for the season. Sal, he's on a pace that's even further than that. So, especially with Darnold, look, the closer this game stays, and I think it's going to be close for a while, even though I like the Panthers -7.5. The closer this game stays, the more catches and yards he's going to get, right? He's had these numbers in games where they've really shut things down in the second half. So I think somehow just because of the travel and these Thursday night games tend to favor a little bit the home team more. I think the Panthers, this game stays close until about late third. McCaffrey is going to get a lot of balls thrown his way. The yards, first of all, the yards, he might go over in one or two catches. He breaks them sometimes. And I just think Darnold knows. He knows that that's his guy. He's going to check down to him. He might get this number before the end of the third quarter. So,
interesting. Now, you think Darnold's hearing the whispers from Harry? I mean, not really whispers. He's yelling on a mountaintop there about how he hasn't thrown a second half pass. Like, Darnold might be, shit, I feel like I'm having a good season. But some people, the criticism is I haven't thrown a second half pass, at least from Harry, H. Doug himself. You think that's a factor here? And Harry, what if he does it again? What if they win by 30, but he's again shut out in the second half?
Well, again, I know it. Well, again, the whole thing with Carolina, more than what he's done so far, Brian mentioned, it's been the defensive line for Carolina. That's what's really winning them the games. And I will mention one thing real quick about the Texans and about the spread. Carolina hasn't won by more than 7 points in 14 straight road games. Last one was September 22nd, today, 2019.
I believe it. I don't know. That doesn't jive with the Teddy Bridgewater stat that's going around that he doesn't ever not cover, right? But I guess, all right, so they're never really a 7-point favorite on the road. That's a thing. Well, guys, I don't need to tell you, the NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone, every single person, a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. Yes, look for the SGP icon on FanDuel.com/against all odds. Fast payouts, easy to use, safe and secure. America's number one sportsbook. Same game parlay bets here. I'm going to make one right here. New Orleans, let's make one together. New Orleans, New England. How about Alvin Kamara -155 to score a touchdown? He's due. All right, Harry, you got one?
Yeah, I'm going to take a look at two games. New England's played very boring games. Give me the under.
Uh-huh. The under? Okay, you could do that. Under 41.5. Parlay kid, you got anything?
Yeah, I'm going to take Nelson Aguilar over 38.5 yards receiving, Sal.
There you go.
Averaging 46.5 per game right now. So
that's a good one. Brother Bri, finish it off. We're up to +659. Can we get to four digits?
Well, I did like Mac Jones. I like the Mac Jones under, but I won't. I know Parley Kid likes the over and receiving. So I'll go Damian Harris. I'll go him under 60.5.
Under 60.5. So we have Nelson Aguilar over 38.5. Under 41.5 points. Alvin Kamara to score a touchdown. And Damian Harris over 60.5. Wow, we did it, guys. +1865. Ooh, where do we collect? What do we do? That's a nice one, though. Same game parlay. Do that. New Orleans, New England. You could do that for any game on the board on Sunday, Thursday night, Monday night. Do it. America's number one sports book. No feeling like nailing a same game parlay. Lock it in on FanDuel Sportsbook. Get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. And they're also, FanDuel is, listen to this, offering a risk-free $1,000 bet if you prefer that. Just sign up with promo code against all odds. And if your first bet loses, get up to $1,000 back in site credit. Promo code against all odds. You have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. The Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. All right. First touchdown. We hit one of these last week. We hit, it was the last Thursday, right? Last Thursday game.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones to score first, 16-1. I'll run it with you, Brother Bri. You're doing the quarterback too. I was staring at the Darnold number. It looks good. It's fun. I'm not going to take a quarterback again this week. But just to mention, what is McCaffrey plus 260 for this?
Is that like the lowest you've ever seen?
I think it might be.
I don't think I've ever seen anything under like plus 350.
Yeah, because if you think about it, I mean, he has every opportunity to score catching the ball too, right? So then where you really don't see a running back like this anymore. Wait, let me find these odds here. Yeah, so McCaffrey's plus 260, DJ Moore plus 750, Robbie Anderson 9-1, Brandon Cooks 10-1, Ingram 10-1. These names, Terrace Marshall 16-1, David Johnson 18-1. I'm going with David Johnson at 18-1. I had him at 16-1. Really, because he knows how to score. Not many Texans do. He has a touchdown, and that's good enough for me. And I think those numbers, if he gets down low and they, you know, they go down the field off the first possession, off the kickoff, opening kickoff, 18-1, could be good numbers. Bri, sorry to cut you off. Give me your reasoning on Darnold.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, I'm stealing this one from you. But you know, he ran one in against the Jets. He had two last year. And I remember last year, I think I gave out and I cashed in on him at 20-1 last year for a first touchdown against the Broncos on that one night game. So he can move if he needs to. I just, some of these numbers I don't like. McCaffrey's just way too low. I like Darnold. I wouldn't even mind a defensive touchdown in this one as well.
There you go. And what number is that for Donald? 24-1?
24-1.
He sucked the rest of that game in the Jets game. The Jets game. He sucked the rest of that game.
That's not what this is about. So angry. So angry. All right, good, Harry. Tell us, you know who else sucks? The Houston defense, but you like them. Score the first touchdown.
At 35-1, I do. And I wouldn't say they suck. They do have four picks this season, two of them by safety Justin Reed, who will be ready for the game, who had a bit of a knee injury. And if you remember, like that game, that was a night game. Darnold was terrible. If you remember where he's seen the ghosts was a Monday night game at in prime time, national television against the Patriots. And as a pro, his first game ever was a Monday night game in front of everybody. And his very first pass in his very first game on a Monday night, he threw a pick six on his very first pass on the road in Detroit. And then actually, I think Mikey Meatballs, Mikey, we have some, we got some video from that, some audio.
And on his first play, they're going to let him roll out and look downfield. The throw back across the field, and it's intercepted. And it's going to be a pick six for Quandre Diggs on the very first play of Sam Darnold's debut.
All right, we all remember it. Well, I don't know. I don't, we need the make audio sure. There.
Beth Mowins, give Beth Mowins Syracuse a shout out there, too. But yes, pick six on his very first pass. Houston defense special teams 35-1.
All right. Joel, babyface Joel Solomon is suffering with a bout of diarrhea here. Jump in here. Let us know what you think of this nonsense that Harry's made. It's production value he's adding to this podcast. Nobody even knew about it.
No one knows Sam Darnold interceptions like Harry.
It's true.
I just feel bad for Harry because he does bring up a point. Like I'm beginning to think the Panthers know that Sam Darnold could make mistakes. So that's why he's not going to throw in the second half, which is only going to hurt Harry or help because they're going to, it's like a lose-lose situation.
Well, it's going to help if his big thing is that he can't throw a second half pass, but
second half touchdown. How about a second half?
Okay. Touchdown. All right. Doesn't seem necessary. I mean, he's up 20 in any of these. All right. Parlay Kid, what do you have for?
Yeah. Look,
touchdown?
One of the rules of betting, Sal, is you don't bet out of spite. And that's all this guy is doing. He's betting out of spite. There's nothing else behind it, but spite. That's one of the top five rules of gambling is you don't bet out of spite.
What are your other four, Darren?
And Harry's basing this whole podcast so far on spite. So the spite store. Is Harry?
What are your other four, Darren? I want to know.
Spite store?
It's a top five. I see what he's saying.
Well, yeah,
don't listen
to five.
Don't listen to Harry's picks after he brags. That's definitely one.
That's
in there. That's in there.
Because here's the thing. He's just waiting. He'll double, triple, quadruple down on this. Just so he can then say, hey, I told you guys so. Like everybody's going to forget about everything else that was said. And until then, that's how he operates, and that's how he's going to continue to operate. Darnold's a fine quarterback.
I agree.
Just move on from this guy already. If he knew anything about Harry's life, can you imagine what he would say about it?
Two games. Well, come on.
I mean, Babyface Solomon wants to get Darnold on the podcast. I'm like, I don't know how this is possible. I suggested if we ever do it, we get everyone in the Zoom, and then me, you, Brother Brian, the Parlor Kid, we just leave.
Get our buddy Liner to get him on,
it's
Sal.
It's the same
get our
thing with Harry and Romo. When Harry trashes Romo every time, except when he met him, right. And he was, oh, Tony, I love you so much, Tony. Right, you're the best, Tony.
We talk that's golf, how we, that's how, we talk golf.
That's how Harry, that's how he plays it.
That's how you were with McVay. That's how you were with McVay.
I've never said anything bad about McVay. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, you love McVay.
Hold on. Go ahead. Let me just give my pick.
Robbie Anderson, plus 900, first touchdown. I think they take a few shots down the field early. Obviously, one of those might be at Anderson. I really think this should be not at plus 900. It was 950 this morning. It's changing. I don't know. I guess everybody's expecting the Panthers to score first in this game. But I think they're going to take a few shots, a little play action, going deep early, and Anderson might be the beneficiary. Let's take him at plus 900.
All right, there you go. Mikey Meatballs, I just sent you something. If you can't get it up in time, that's fine. But all right, I'll just review those while we look at it. David Johnson, 18-1. Sam Darnold, 24-1. Harry, your Houston defense actually went up to 38-1.
Wow.
And Robbie Anderson, is 9-1. Before we talk Ryder Cup and Parlay Kid, you say he trashes everyone. Harry trashes everyone. Harry also likes trashing is usually a negative indication, but Harry checks trash. He checks Cliff Kingsbury's trash, and he checks his own trash for leftover dinner. We got a picture the other day from his friend Ken and Babyface Joel Solomon. This is going to be new to you. Harry is looking through the trash. Your friend Ken. He's my friend when he does stuff like this. But what happened? You're looking through the trash for dinner?
That was not it at all. He said he had extra sushi in the fridge, and I was just looking at it because it
was a
day old.
You're on your knees by the trash, pulling plastic containers out.
Because he's having so much stuff done in his house, he doesn't have a real fridge, so he's got a tiny fridge. So I had to get down on my knees.
Does this look like there's a fridge anywhere?
Tiny fridge. What are we talking about?
Yeah,
tiny what are you fridge. Looking look into? It. What is that? Is I'm that looking, an iPad? Is that from it does 1973? Look
like an iPad. It's sushi.
That's a container, right?
It's sushi.
Oh, he's holding the container up.
Yeah, it's from the garbage, right out of the garbage.
It looked like it was salmon. I wanted to make sure it wasn't salmon because I don't do salmon.
You don't like trash salmon? You like what are you?
Yeah,
like?
Right, exactly.
Speaking of trashing, by the way, I did go through Kingsbury's past his house yesterday. Must have had a party. A lot of trash. A lot of trash.
He might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 400 yards passing. I mean, if you're going to have a party, that's the way to do it. All right. Well, hey, let's hit Ryder Cup real quick. I didn't even have a chance to look at it. I'm going to be honest. I could fake my way through it, but I'm leaning towards betting the Europeans there. Harry, what do you want to tell us about the Ryder Cup? Starts Friday.
Yeah, it starts Friday. I mean, it's interesting how the United States, though, is such a big favorite. I think I last saw minus 220. They've lost 7 of the last 9. It is in Whistling Straits, but losing 7 of the last 9 and at minus 220 is interesting. But Steve Stricker's the captain here. He's from Wisconsin. If anyone knows Whistling Straits, it's him. So hopefully he gets the right teams out there. I still like United States, but I don't really like laying the 220, but I will. And also on FanDuel, they do have best rookie, best European rookie, Victor Hovland, Brian's guy. Minus 140, only has to beat Weisberger and Lowry. I think that's pretty good at minus 140.
All right, there you go. I don't know, Brian. This seems like something you get a feel for it. You watch Friday, you see who's playing well, and then, I guess you could do this for any golf tournament, but then you live bet it or bet it before the second day. I don't know where the teams are or who's playing three ball or when those events line up.
Yeah, no, I think we need to take a little bit of time to study this. I do agree with Harry that I would lean Europe here, but again, this goes back to that. Can we bet against the Americans here? Like, I don't know.
I think we can. I feel like we do every time, right? I'd like to see who we bet most in golf over the last year. Parlay Kid, you think you went American or?
DeChambeau, I almost always Thomas. Go American. I almost always go American. So
yeah, even more.
And that's, we got smoked last time. We got smoked.
But. Look, I'm not the guy to ask about this Ryder Cup here. I've kind of shut down on golf.
Oh,
how dare you?
I'm looking at some odds right now.
turned his back on his moneymaker.
I know. Unbelievable. This is, because this is different, right? This is not, I'm not betting an individual here, really, right? So go USA. I'll root for USA.
Darren, top rookie on FanDuel for American. You can get your guy Morikawa at 6-1.
Ooh. Well, you got to do that. You got to do that, Parlay Kid. You owe him. You owe him there.
It's on, 6-1 for top rookie. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, no, FanDuel.com.
Rookie, I mean, but.
Slash
I mean,
against
Cantlay is a rookie. I mean, you know, Schauffele is a rookie.
Yeah.
So these guys are all rookies. So I don't know.
It's true. They just call everyone a rookie. It's not fair. It used to mean something. It doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, check us out. We're going to be back tomorrow against all odds. Yeah, Friday edition. We'll go over, what, 7 pro games and 3 college games. These guys are going to have their best bets and Sharp Tank. So much to look forward to. That's our Friday episode. This was our Thursday episode. Check us out. Go to extrapoints.com/arcade. Free to play games. Lots of prizes. Prop quiz, NFL pick'em, and our very first college pick'em. 20 games in our college pick'em. We're going to keep you busy on extrapoints.com/arcade. And that'll do it for the Degenerate Trifecta, Spaghetti and Meatballs, and Babyface Joel Solomon. I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicapping. Na 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 na